This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with T. Xiao Ik and Kelly Anisa. Here are our stories today.
If you live in Petaling Jaya and implement green initiatives at your house, then you might be entitled to redeem up to 500 ringgit in tax rebates. Find out more about that in our first story.
Following that, we look at a recent review of England's education systems, which saw a suggestion for a lifetime learning loan to encourage adults to take up studies at any stage in life. So we're going to be talking about the importance of encouraging older members of society to go back to school.
And on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, what prevents you from pursuing further studies later in life? Is it financial challenges, family responsibilities, lack of information and access, or do you feel that you're too old or not interested? So you can take that poll or send in your thoughts at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-773-2900.
So before we get to our first story, here is Old Time Rock and Roll by Status Quo.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Old Time Rock and Roll by Status Quo. And now on to our first story.
So the Petaling Jaya City Council, or MBPJ, currently offers a tax rebate scheme to reward house owners who have eco-friendly property. This tax rebate can be credited to your account or carried forward to the following year. And this assessment tax rebate scheme is offered to house owners living in either landed or multi-storey residential properties to encourage environmentally friendly and sustainable practices at home.
So the green rebate scheme was initiated by the MBPJ back in 2011 and abides by the Low Carbon Green City Petaling Jaya framework. So the Low Carbon Green City Petaling Jaya task force actually comes under MBPJ's Solid Waste Management and Public Cleansing Department.
That's a lot of big words. But what it boils down to is a scheme that covers five aspects: energy, water, waste, transportation, and biodiversity. And according to the department of the, you know, that Solid Waste Management and Public Cleansing, the easiest and most common aspects of green living to implement are energy followed by water. So in other words, if you're already using these things at home, like LED lighting, energy saving electrical appliances, or if you habitually recycle household items, you could apply for the tax rebate.
Yes, so I spoke to Rajiv Vishakaran, the Bukit Gasing Assemblyman, late last week to tell us more about this initiative. Here is that interview. So what initiated this proposal? You know, what inspired it?
So this is a move to promote green initiatives. So climate change has been something that has been talked about, especially of late. And MBPJ has been one of the first councils in this country to take some initiative to promote green initiatives, basically reducing our carbon footprint. So maybe the 101 first. The more that in everything that we do, we are either emitting a lot of carbon or a little bit of carbon. So if you're using electricity from the socket, it's mostly from coal and gas power plants, and that's very carbon intensive. And the more carbon we emit as a society, as a nation, as a country, or if as a city, the more it hurts the climate. And reducing carbon, such as like putting solar panels and using that to get your energy, does go a decent way to reducing the carbon footprint of our society and our country. So MBPJ is taken a step towards encouraging its 700,000 residents to live a low carbon lifestyle. So this started many years ago, 2010, if I'm not mistaken, and it's rebates that is given towards your Cukai Pintu, your assessment bill, for various initiatives that you take towards becoming a low carbon household.
Right. And, you know, how has the support or the response been like for this so far? Do you have a lot of houses registering for that tax rebate?
There is a fair amount of houses, but by and large, the majority of society is still maybe not aware or does not still see the importance of this. And maybe, you know, ultimately dollars and cents matter to a lot of people. So while these rebates sizable rewards and appreciation, it does not overcome the cost barrier. So let us take solar panels for an example. Putting solar panels on your roof could cost you between 15 to 30,000 ringgit. It does sizably reduce how much you depend on your TNB power supply. It does reduce your carbon footprint tremendously. But it's a lot of capital outlay traditionally. So it's something that, you know, a lot of people still have not gotten the consciousness of, you know, why we should do this. And that's something that, you know, shows like this today. And as the years go by, the awareness gets created on why it's important to reduce our carbon footprint.
So who is entitled for this tax rebate? And what are the some of the specific requirements a household needs to apply for it?
Anyone can. Mm-hmm. So if you're a house, then you've got a huge checklist, things that you can do to reduce your assessment rate. So for example, now there's like more than 15 items here. So if you're doing composting in your house, you get a 25% rebate. Mm-hmm. If you own a hybrid car or a electric motorcycle, you get a 20% rebate. If you fix solar panels, you get a 20% rebate. If you fix at least 70% of all the lights in your house LED, you get 20% rebate. So the list goes on and on. But everything that you do here makes you more green. Now, green doesn't mean plants per se. Green means your carbon footprint significantly reduces. So if you install all these 5-star electrical appliances, your fridge, your aircon, you'll be consuming so much less electricity for the same comfort that you get out of these appliances. And that goes a long way towards reducing our carbon footprint as a city. So it's good that MBPJ is being conscious that there is a need to reduce carbon footprint and encouraging all the households to do something about it. And you don't have to do the same thing. You know, you pick what works for you. Mm. You may do two things this year. You may do one thing next year. You may do one more thing. You don't have to do everything one go. You can do one thing at a time.
Yeah, and then the percentage, I mean, increases over the years once you've checked all those.
Yeah, so like for me, the thing that started for me was the 5-star appliances. You know, in my house, you know, a few years ago, I started changing appliances, not all at one go, but when I had to get a new fridge, I got a 5-star fridge. And when I bought a new aircon, I got a 5-star aircon. I didn't go out throwing out good working appliances for the heck of it. But when I changed the appliances, I was conscious that, you know, the star rating that we have between 1-star to 5-star, and I wanted to get something at the 5-star level to be conscious on my energy footprint.
And then there's also that issue, I suppose. I mean, as you mentioned, the solar panels can come up costing to about, what, 15,000, 20,000?
Yes.
So, I mean, there's also that cost that other people may have to... That is an obstacle for some people, I suppose.
It is an obstacle. So, as we go along, we are constantly working on making the obstacles lesser, smaller, or making it disappear altogether. So, solar used to be really expensive. It used to be 40 to 60,000 ringgit for a simple installation on your house. Now it's cheaper, it's maybe 20,000 for that same installation. But we've gone a step further. We've worked with various, we've changed various policies to make solar, you can purchase solar on monthly payment plans today. So you don't have to like take out 20,000 ringgit up front. You can purchase it on a lease. So you just pay monthly for 5-10 years. And that way you can easily access solar without any huge capital upfront and enjoy the benefits of reducing your overall electric bill and enjoy the benefits of reducing your carbon footprint. So solar is one example that you can do. We've also worked in PJ on water. We've worked with Islango on fixing water timbres at your taps. So without compromising your comfort, you know, you wash your hands, you use the bathroom the same way you did before. But because of these devices in your water taps, the water just reduced significantly. And that goes a long way to saving the quantity of water that we have to draw from our rivers. And it's not just how much water we draw from our rivers and pump and pipe it to the city and to our houses, but there's also a huge electrical footprint. The electricity cost of pumping all that water in from the outskirts right into our homes is tremendous. And maybe we don't feel it because it's subsidized, it's below cost, and we use water freely. But so these things that we do helps make the city green from a carbon footprint perspective.
Just for those who may not know, how does one go about this process? I was talking to a colleague, actually, and she mentioned that the process is quite tedious.
Okay, so you get the forms, you fill it up. There's a home inspection to verify that these things are done. But just to put listeners out there at ease, if you go through this process and you find certain... if you find that there may be processes that are unnecessary or that are burdensome, please give your feedback, because we could always use feedback on improving the processes to make this as simple as possible to implement. We want to implement this right. We don't want people to cheat on it. Mm. We don't want people to claim credits for things that they're not doing. But at the same time, we want to encourage people to go down this road.
And do you foresee this being rolled out nationwide in the future?
I hope so. I hope so. So, you know, to all other local councils listening in today, this is, you know, copy and paste this, because this is a good step to encourage behavior change. Mm.
And the deadline for this is the 31st of July. So if they were to miss this first deadline, when can they reapply for it next?
I don't have the next deadline, but because the way assessment tax is charged, it's like 1 year at a time. So because it impacts your assessment tax next year, there has to be a deadline so it can be processed in time to impact the bill that you are supposed to pay in January next year. But if you miss this deadline, then you can still do that same green initiative and get on the rebate for the next round of assessment. So it's never ending. Life, you'll always have this assessment tax that you have to deal with. If you do the green stuff, don't worry about it. If you miss this deadline, the next deadline is not that far away, and you'll get on the bandwagon.
That was Rajiv Rishakaran, the Bukit Gasing State Assemblyman. So you can visit the MBPJ website for more details on that.
Mm. Sounds like a great initiative, definitely for residents of PJ. I mean, I live within under the MBPJ City Council, and they've actually put in a lot of great... They've implemented some smaller initiatives for certain neighbourhoods. So I'm privileged to be in a neighbourhood that has these MBPJ trucks come around to pick up recycled products once a week, which is great because you don't have to worry about where to send your recyclables to. They give you a bin for it. And my neighborhood does composting. You know, my house has solar panels. So it's good to hear Rajiv explaining the process and to just, you know, tell us more about how we can go about it, because that 500 ringgit is hefty. It's substantial.
Yeah. And, you know, I live in an apartment in PJ, and this, of course, is probably my own lack of initiative as well. But I just assumed that it wouldn't apply to apartments, right? And every time I've heard anyone talk about these measures, I've only heard about it being talked about in relation to landed properties. So yeah. I never actually bothered to go look it up. But, you know, I just realized that it is applicable to people who live in apartments as well.
Yeah. I was just wondering, do you find it troublesome to recycle when you live in a condo?
I do, very much, Rajiv, if you're listening. because you're very much dependent on your building management and the kind of facilities they provide.
That's right.
We don't even have separate bins in our apartment complex for recycling versus, you know, regular waste.
Yep.
And in fact, if you want to recycle, I think you're very much on your own. You have to lug your bags of recyclables to the closest center. So that's definitely it's a problem when you live, because you are at the mercy of the kinds of facilities that are being provided.
And to be honest, you are paying maintenance and all these things. It really, this kind of idea, this practice of green living should be covered in whatever maintenance you're paying for.
To make it, you should, I guess, enable your residents to do these things without having to sort of take really difficult measures before they can.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like Rajiv said, if you find any part of the process tedious, you can write in to him. He did mention that they're always trying to refine that process to make it a lot more convenient for people to apply, for homes to apply for this tax rebate.
So don't be like me. Go look up the information before you decide you're not applicable. So we do need to take a break. But we have a Twitter poll going on that is related to our upcoming story.
Yes, we're asking you, what prevents you from pursuing further studies later in life? Is it financial challenges, family responsibilities, lack of information and access, or do you feel that you're too old or perhaps not interested? So you can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
So we will be back after a short break, but first here's The Beatles with Taxman.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.